here, remember the retreat here is not only to help to clean up our physical body, all right? It helps to clean up our mind too. So what we call clean up the mind? It have a many different level. On the first level, we had to have the right view, right? Right view, that is the first thing in the Eight Noble Folding Path. Usually we call that is a wrong conception, right? Wrong perception. In life, we have many different wrong perception, but we still apply it. Just for example, for thousands of years, we learn from the school when we were very young. The sunrise in the east, the sunset in the red, in the west, right? So the question, first, the sunrise or the sunset or not? No, the sun never rise and the sun never set. The sun just rotates in its own position through many different axes, all right? Because the sun is in the middle. The sun is in the middle of our... The sun is in the middle of our planet. So the sun rotates in the Y axis, in the X axis, in the central point. But the sun in the middle. So just how the earth rotates, right? The earth rotates in many different ways too. So what we call the sunrise, what does that really mean? The sunrise, that means the earth bring earth close to the sun, right? And sunset, that means the earth bring earth far away from the sun. So it never no sunrise and no sunset, but we still sunrise and sunset. Thousands of years we learn that and we believe that, right? But no sunrise and no sunset. So if no sunrise and no sunset, do we have the east and the west or not? No, when we call it the east, the other half of our planet, the earth, we call that the west, right? When we see the sunrise, the other half call that a sunset. When we call the east, the other side of the half, the other half, okay, that is the west. So it have no east and no west. So if you're looking for the west pure land, is that the real one or no? No. Alright? So that's why many, many things in life, we create it, we assume it, and we just look like we just try to create a concept so we can say, for example, I can say, my. What is my? Okay, what is I? Nothing is I, nothing is my. Right? Nothing I, nothing mine, because everything, if I want to remain my body, what happens if I stop eating for 3 days, for 3 weeks, for 3 months, for 3 years? It has to in and out. You see? If I stop everything every day, it will eliminate, it will push out. But if I stop bring it in, I no longer can maintain it. Right? So the same thing, I go urinate, I sweat, so the liquid, it vaporizes through my mouth, okay? So if I'm not bringing the water in, I will be dehydrated, right? My body will dry out. So everything in my body is in and out continually. So nothing is mine. I have to borrow from the universe. I have to borrow from many, many things, right? The same thing like my knowledge, my energy. That is from the universe. So nothing is I, nothing is mine. So if nothing is I, nothing is mine, so how can I expect this one has to be belong to me, that one has to be belong to me? I cannot control my own body, so how can I control the other one? You see? So that's why when we learn in this one,
we have to learn not only to clean up our body, right? The first important one, that is the waste product, the one we don't need, the one harm up. Right? That is the first priority for the body. The same thing for the mind. Whatever affliction, sadness, worryness, angriness, whatever, the mental formation we don't need and it's nothing good for us. Try to let go. Right? In second level of the body, get rid of the extra waste, extra fat tissue for people overweight. Right? Especially American. You see, before we don't have an overweight problem, but now we have almost 65-70%, and not only the adult, the teenager, or even though less than the younger than the teenager. But now we look so used to, so anyone a little bit skinny, and you say, oh, I'm worried. But you look at the our shopping mall, right? You see any model in the shopping mall, okay? Is it overweight? No. Other the model in the shopping mall, okay, other the model on the stage, very skinny, right? So why we have to worry when we're skinny? We overeat, overconsume, and we create a lot of problems for ourselves and our society, our environment. So second priority, eliminate extra waste, extra fat tissue. Yeah? So most of the fat, if you have muscle, it's a little bit better, but the fat adipose tissue is no good. So compared to that, in the mind level, whatever we had a wrong concept, wrong perception, like I just said, okay, we believe that the sunrise in the east and the sunset in the west. And we are looking for some place to go to, like the Amitabha pool land, right? And in the western pool land, okay? Some of that, just the creation of our mind, imagination. It's not the real one, right? So we have to find out a way to live in the present moment. Nourish your body and mind in correct way. Follow the universal law. If you do the good thing, you plant a good seed, definitely, okay? You continue to water, you continue to care for that, and at the consequence, you will collect, you will harvest the good consequence, the good harvest, right? So, that is the second one. And the third one, depend on the level. If you want to build up, if you want to build up a higher state of the body, that means you want to develop your wisdom and the power of enlightenment, liberation. So all that is an invisible form in the higher vibration, higher energy. So you have to stop or you have to minimize the supply or the care for the physical. So depend, right? So that depend on your age, depend on your final goal, depend on your career, etc. So we have to learn how to rebalance with our goal, right? So if we said that, we have to know how to nourish our body correctly by the nutrition equivalent to that. And also the concept. So this one we will learn day by day, and I will repeat in many different applications, many different aspects, and just come back to the very basic universal law, the law of abstraction. In many different aspects, the law of abstraction. And how can we apply that into our daily life, from eating, to drinking, to breathing, to exercise, to resting, etc. All that we have to go back to the very basic universal law. Alright? So just keep that in mind. So don't think that, okay, you just come here to eat or to yield the truth, okay, to help to clean up your body. And okay, that is nothing, that's not enough. So we need to do deeper, we need to do higher, and we need to do in cooperation with all that, because nothing can achieve at one, right? It has to have a mutual relationship with many different others. So, yeah, another 10 minutes, right? To finish, if you feel full, okay, you can leave it there, but if you feel your stomach still empty, okay, you can get it done, and then in the afternoon, you will have a second bottle, all right?